Congress has been embroiled in a fight as of late over federal funding to the women's health provider Planned Parenthood. You've issued a rebuke to Representative French Hill's desire to end that funding.
All of Planned Parenthood is not bad. A lot of services would be definitely taken away. And really, there has not been a true resolution with the defunding. And that's what I want to see more of, what's going to happen if that's taken away. We got to have a resolution on how we will address all those other needs that are being taken away. But you got to work more toward a consensus. I think that'd be one thing. I really push to work toward consensus.
Like,
so listen to, not just to make a point. No, never. There, and then you got to come back to the reality of why you shut it down, and it just doesn't make sense.
And besides the non-abortion services at Planned Parenthood looking at abortion itself, although not funded through federal dollars, do you think the procedure in general should continue to be legal?
Well, that is an individual decision on abortion. We won't be able to control that concern, but I think that the non-abortion services should still be provided. We've got to have some type of replacement for those concerns.
And the incumbent Republican for this U.S. House seat, French Hill, he says that he's personally opposed to abortion and would prefer that Roe v. Wade be overturned. Would you agree with that?
I definitely would not be in total agreement with it being overturned, because there are some good parts of it that I would fight to keep.
Most of the Democratic candidates for president are calling for a higher minimum wage, some up to $15 an hour. What do you think about the current minimum wage in Arkansas?
I'm excited about the minimum wage piece that was passed at the last election. We want to move people from the poverty line. And I think at some point I have some concerns and thoughts about living wages, you know, that would move with the consumer index to kind of be how people be able to still make it. I don't have a problem with it being a higher wage, but we want to make sure that we are taking care of our small businesses that could be affected by that and making sure it's done proportionately.
And let's talk a little bit about climate change. Do you think it's a real human-caused problem that we need to be worried about? And do you support the president's clean power plan?
Carbon change is a concern with our environment. I do like the initiative. Of course, I would be concerned with the replacement of people, because, you know, you have a lot of people that work in those the minimum wage job area and some above. So we definitely would want to take our time and really analyze what needs to happen with that. Of course, I look at the coal plant here in Arkansas, so it would definitely be an impact.
With that gradual approach in mind that you prefer, do you think global warming, though, or climate change is real and caused by man?
I think it's a combination of cause, not totally by man, but in that case, it goes back to businesses and maybe making sure that the guidelines are put in place that may not be there. So you definitely want to do everything that would help that not be a bad impact on the environment.
Arkansas Democrats are sometimes a little bit weary of associating too closely with the National Party, particularly President Obama. How do you feel about the president?
President Obama has done a tremendous job. He's done some great things while being in office. And in fact, the affordable health care is one that's good for all. Of course, the law probably at some point needs to be tweaked. As far as being a Democrat, I'm a Democrat that's about issues.